Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and in this bullet points episode, in this midweek show, I'm going to elaborate on something I said in the Feel Good Habits episode, which aired just a couple of days ago. So, as you know, if you're a long-time listener, on the Feel Good Habits show, I invite a guest to share their five Feel Good Habits. And in the last episode of Feel Good Habits, I shared mine. And my fifth habit was learning. And how learning throughout lockdown had given me a sense of achievement. And this was by making myself read things that I wouldn't normally read, or thinking of a topic I'd like to know more about, and then making a concerted effort to become knowledgeable about it, or at least to seek out information on it. And also about doing online courses as a sense of accomplishment. It just feels really good to finish a module, do an assessment, and then get an email a little while later saying, congratulations, you passed, here's your results. But after I posted that episode, I had a lot of messages from people saying, I really like this idea, but what should I learn? And so I thought I would share some of the things that I've been doing in this episode, just elaborate on that feel good habit a little bit more, because enough of you messaged me to make me realize that obviously some of you want to try it, but maybe I wasn't clear enough about how to maybe go about it. So that's what I'm going to do in this episode. So, I decided to seek out the subjects that I felt I knew nothing about, the subjects that I thought that I felt intimidated by, to be truthful. And so it's a twofold habit. On a Sunday night, I think about that subject. I think about a subject that I would feel inadequate about contributing to a conversation on if it came up when I was out with friends. If somebody brought up this particular topic of conversation, would I sit there thinking, I have no idea how to contribute, or would I be able to contribute? And if I don't think I would be able to, well, then that is my incentive. That is my nudge to lean into that particular topic. And what I will do is I will sit on the computer for a little bit on a Sunday, and I'll have a think about, right, what's the subject that I want to think about? What do I want to know about by the end of this week? And then I go online and I find the links to five articles that will introduce me to that topic, because I think that's one of the key things. Sometimes if you want to learn about something, and maybe you're of an age, as I am, where perhaps people assume that you should already know about it, so you feel dumb asking the, could you explain that question? So what I do is I find three particularly entry-level articles about that particular topic. And those are those three articles I will email to myself on a Monday to Wednesday. And they are very, very entry level. They're from different sources, so they give the same sort of information, but just with a different spin, perhaps different perspective. And then by the end of the week, I work my way up to a couple of long reads, maybe an op-ed on that particular subject too. And I schedule them so the link arrives in my inbox. I email the link to myself so that the link arrives in my inbox every day at 6 a.m. So when I wake up, that's the first thing I do. I wake up and I read that article. And the sense of accomplishment I get to the when I get to the end of the week and I think I know a bit more about whatever is just such a lovely way to end the weekend, because as much as there's work going on, as much as there's social life going on, it's also nice to kind of think, oh, I've also, I don't know, empowered myself this week by learning about a particular thing. And a few people have asked me about the subjects I was looking into. And you know how I feel about women being able to handle and understand their own finances, right? So, I mean, if you listen to the recent episode with Kirsten Lee, gosh, I'm terrible. I was talking to an American today saying I can always, is it an English thing that we always get Kirsten and Kristen wrong? Anyway, Kirsten Lee, it's I think it's Kristen. No, I've said that. Anyway, she is a money manager. She was a business manager and she was a brilliant guest on talking about finances. But I found a brilliant 5-part module on investing for beginners on the Times Money Mentor. And so it was 5 modules. So it made my life very easy. So all I had to do was just literally email the link, the 5 links to myself, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. No article took more than 5 minutes to read. And by the end of that week, I got the gist on how investing works, the different ways you can invest, what you need to know to make the right investing choices for you, what kind of investor you might be based on your financial situation, and also how to think about your financial goals. It was so easy. What was it? 5 minutes a day, 25 minutes. And I had a steer on a subject that is really important that I know about. I think it's important to know how to manage your finances. Equally, it could have been 5 articles on how to understand how to file a tax return, or how to apply for a mortgage, any of those things, all of that information is out there. And I think for 25 minutes a week, it's so, so easy to just get the basics, so that at least if you're then speaking to somebody who does know, you're maybe asking a better quality of question for getting you to where you want to be, if you are indeed trying to invest, get a mortgage, or whatever it might be, file your tax return. So this week, for example, I decided to seek out articles about global warming, because that really does seem to be coming at us at a ferocious pace, and it's hard to see what action is really being taken. You only need to look at the news. I mean, the Gulf of Mexico was on fire. There are so many sort of catastrophic events that are caused by climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it. And we just sort of seem to tot them up. And I guess my perspective is coming from, and I've been inspired by Sarah Wilson's latest book, The One Wild and Precious Life, This One Wild and Precious Life, because it's really made me take a look at how I consume, the things I buy, and be really honest about what impact I'm having on the world around me. And so I literally Googled, how can I find out the basics on climate change / global warming? Because you might get different results. And you'll be amazed how many articles there are that give you the entry level info, so you can understand the processes at play, and also the things that contribute to it, and how to be more aware of it and how to make a difference. And I think what I've definitely noticed is, it's very easy to think, well, I'm just one person, how can I make a difference? But there are things that can be done. And so that's the information I'm working my way through this week. And it's also made me nudge my David Wallace Wells book to the top of my to-be-read pile, because it's been in there for ages and I've never got around to it. But I want it to be closer to the top, because I think we need to be a bit more urgent about how we approach the subject of climate change, global warming, and how we contribute to society and the world moving forward. But anyway, that's just something that I have come to, given the things that I've been reading recently. But additionally, the DMs I received asked where I was getting my info. But honestly, you just type in, where can I find out the basics, or entry level module, or anything really, even if you put entry level module on such and such free, or what is a conservatorship and how did Brittany get put in one? There's an excellent but also heartbreaking and somewhat harrowing deep dive by Ronan Farrow on that. I think it's on Variety. That's well worth reading. But the fact that, I mean, I know we use Google for everything, and Google is an excellent resource. The internet is an excellent resource. But honestly, just typing in, where can I learn the basics on, and then whatever it is that you want to learn, you'll be surprised how much good information comes up. But then there was the other aspect of learning I discussed, and quite a few people DM'd me about that, just saying, oh, I don't really know about online courses. But I have found them a really wonderful thing to do. And during lockdown, when we were in the depths of lockdown, it was great to sort of sign up and commit to something. That was one thing, having the accountability of knowing that I was completing modules on time. But also then, again, a much greater sense of accomplishment, because you get a result, you get a mark, and you get a little certificate at the end, even if it is online. Now, this doesn't have to be to facilitate a career change. It could just be to get a deeper understanding of a subject you have an interest in, and it's for no one other than you, so why not? And it's surprising how inexpensive they can be. I found this course, it's called the Center of Excellence in the UK. I'll put the link in the show notes, obviously.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
But they do these special offers every month, and they'll say, these are the courses that are £29. And I've gone through and clicked a few of those, and they've just been really fascinating. And as well, it just gives me something to do when we were in the depths of lockdown and all you had to do in the evening was stay in and scroll Netflix whilst watching something on your phone. It was a much more satisfying and it just seemed like a better way to spend the time. And there was something to show for it. It was incredibly satisfying. I even found an online course by Yale that takes 19 hours on the science of well-being, which piqued my interest. So that might be my next course, because I'd be interested to see what a Yale course is like online. But honestly, there are loads of online learning portals, and I hadn't really ever thought I needed to find them. or I thought I would ever use them. I tried a bit of distance learning a while ago and I was not committed enough to actually do it. But there's just the impetus here has been actually, I want to have something to show for my time, especially as I've had, as we've talked many a time on this podcast recently about what lockdown did was it gave us the gift of time, but it was like, well, what do I do with it now? How do I not waste it? And I found these courses, again, lots of special offers. I think a lot of online learning portals found that there was a huge interest, a huge surge in demand. And so they've been doing some amazing special offers and you can get anything. It just honestly, you're a quick Google away from learning how to use Excel or understanding astronomy, or honestly, there are so many things. There's beauty courses, there's finance courses, there's NLP courses. There's honestly something out there for everyone. And if you're just looking for a relatively basic entry-level course that will take, I don't know, a couple of evenings a week or one evening a week for a couple of months, I highly recommend them. And again, I'll put some links in the show notes because I think that will be useful. But I had so many questions. I was really surprised out of all the habits that this was the one that so many people DM'd and emailed about and said, oh, I really like this idea, but what should I be looking for? How can I find this information? And what courses are you doing? So I thought that I would share this with you. And I'll also share the Henry Ford quote because I was thinking about learning and why it makes me feel so good. And it was something I talked with Lee Pycroft about when she came on Feel Good Habits. But there's a great, I'm just going to check, it's Henry Ford. Yes, it is. Henry Ford quote, anyone who keeps learning stays young. And if that's not an incentive to do an online course or to email yourself those 5 articles a week, then I don't know what is. To keeping the mind young, nubile and agile. What a great goal. Anyway, so hopefully that answers your questions. If it doesn't, feel free to DM me or to email me because I'd love to hear from you and find out how I can answer it in a way that would perhaps be slightly better or would give you the information that you need. So email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter where I am at Emma Guns. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. So please don't be shy. And if you have any recommendations for learning, whether it's online courses or any hacks or techniques you found for getting really incredible information online in a really easy and accessible format, then please do share, whether that's in the Facebook group. Oh, the Facebook group. Go to the link in the show notes and click the link to join. You have to answer a couple of questions and agree to the forum rules, but go in there, share those resources because I would love to see what you have found as well. So I hope that's helpful. I hope that's answered your question. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.